Good Monday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. I wonder if some of you remember a song from several years ago, On the Road Again. That's what summertime is for many people. Perhaps that will be your experience, and if so, I hope your travels are safe and filled with adventure and wonderful memories. That phrase seems to fit with our friend Paul, doesn't it? Yesterday, we spent a short while in Jerusalem with Paul, but it appears he was anxious to get on the road again, heading home to the place and people who had sent him out more than 2 years before on this remarkable missionary adventure. The road going north from Jerusalem to Syrian Antioch was well-traveled, and with over 300 miles to cover till Antioch, I imagine Paul did all he could to cover as many miles as possible each day. Luke is very short with his description of this final leg of the journey. Paul went up to Jerusalem and greeted the church, and then went down to Antioch, Acts 18:22. You may remember, my friends, Antioch was a remarkable city in Syria. It was to this city Paul had been invited and brought by Barnabas perhaps 10 years earlier. Barnabas had gone to Paul's hometown Tarsus to find him, and Barnabas urged Paul to come and help them in Antioch. Help them do what? Well, the gospel of Jesus Christ was gaining momentum in Antioch. Among both Jews and Gentiles who lived there, many who had moved there from other parts of the Roman Empire. Antioch was a major city of commerce, a crossroads of overland caravans who traversed there going in all four directions, north, south, east, and west. Many languages were spoken in Antioch, and Paul fell in love with this city as soon as he arrived with Barnabas. They'd spent a full year there teaching the followers of Jesus, and it was in this city during that year the people of Antioch coined a new name for Jesus' followers, Christians, Acts 11:26. From that dynamic Antioch ecclesia of Jesus' followers, Paul and Barnabas had been commissioned out to take the gospel west to places the name of Jesus was unknown, Acts 13, 1-4. That first adventurous trip lasted about 2 years, 47 to 49 A.D., and they took the gospel into the provinces of Cilicia, Pisidia, and Galatia. You may remember some of the towns Barnabas and Paul proclaimed the gospel first, starting on Cyprus Island, then north to Pisidian Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, where Paul was nearly stoned to death, and Derbe. Upon their return to Antioch, Paul and Barnabas had given a wonderful report of all the Holy Spirit had done in those cities during this first missionary journey, Acts 14, 27-28. You may recall an official meeting was held in Jerusalem soon thereafter. This Jerusalem council brought together Paul and Barnabas, the apostles who had been with Jesus, and other leaders of the ecclesia in Jerusalem. The big debate was whether Gentiles could be saved by God's grace and their faith in Jesus Christ alone, or did they need to become followers of Jewish law first? Luke records that meeting in Acts 15, and their historic conclusion of salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ plus nothing. Soon thereafter, Paul was anxious to be on the road again, and this time he selected Silas to accompany him, while Barnabas selected John Mark for their trip. Barnabas and Mark returned to Cyprus, home for Barnabas and beyond. We have no record of the details of that trip. Paul and Silas went north and then west, all the way to Macedonia and Greece, and we've been traveling with them on this trip over the past several weeks. Now finally today, Paul arrives back in Antioch, but as far as we know, Paul arrives alone. As I mentioned yesterday, we assume Silas remained in Corinth. I see no reason to imagine the response in Antioch to Paul's arrival was any different this time than the last time when he returned from an adventurous missionary trip. So let's assume the very same description from Luke is what Paul experienced this time. On arriving in Antioch, the church gathered together, and Paul reported all that God had done through them and how God had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles, Acts 14:27. This time, however, Paul had the great privilege of telling the story of Timothy, a young disciple of Jesus who had joined Paul in Lystra, Acts 16, the very same town which nearly stoned Paul to death on Paul's first visit there. Can you see Paul's excitement as he described Timothy and the wonderful relationship they had developed? I'm sure you've had the joy of telling some of your friends about a new friend you've made, whom they don't know, but you are confident they'd quickly become friends if they could someday meet. Can you hear Paul's enthusiasm describing Timothy? Then, of course, Paul had so many stories to tell about this Greek physician named Dr. Luke, who had joined him as he went into Macedonia for the first time. Look at the people with their eyes wide and maybe even their mouths hanging open. Macedonia? A Greek physician? Macedonia was nearly 1,000 miles away from Antioch. So many questions about the people there, the food, the customs, the similarities and differences between Antioch and Philippi. Of course, they were shocked to hear about how Paul and Silas had been beaten, imprisoned, and then God's intervention with a midnight earthquake which opened the jail, Acts 16. And then, of course, stories about Lydia, the businesswoman, who was the first convert in Philippi, and how she opened her home as a place where the believers in Jesus could meet together in that city. Can you see the crowds growing larger each night as Paul continued telling the stories in Antioch? How did Paul describe his brief 3 weeks in Thessalonica? How do you think Paul explained his remarkable time in Athens, actually meeting with the scholars at the Areopagus and finding the monument to an unknown god? Then, of course, Paul's 18 months in the great city of Corinth and his working with Aquila and Priscilla. And finally, Paul's journey home with stops in Ephesus, Caesarea, and Jerusalem before finally arriving back in Antioch. How often was Paul interrupted with questions? Now, here's something for us to consider. How much more did Paul tell his friends in Antioch about this remarkable journey that Luke does not record? Places, people, and events we've never heard anything about. Oh my, what a privilege it would have been to sit in that group with Paul, night after night, listening to his report of the amazing things God accomplished during the more than 2 years of this remarkable second missionary journey. I imagine Paul ended each evening of stories with a call for a time of prayer specifically for the people and places he had described that evening. And so, night after night, Christians in Antioch were praying for their spiritual brothers and sisters in faraway cities like Philippi, Thessalonica, Lystra, Derbe, Athens, Corinth, and Ephesus. May I ask, my friends, how often do you seek reports of what God is doing in faraway places? And when you receive the news, is it a great privilege for you to pray for those places and people? Here's a resource you might not be aware of, Mission Network News, and I have a link for you in your notes. This is one place where you can find daily updates of what God is doing all around the world as people bring the gospel of Jesus, as well as practical help and hope to remote places in the world. So, this season of Paul reporting to the ecclesia in Antioch brings an end to his second missionary journey. Dr. Luke is very brief, giving us no details of these weeks Paul was back in Antioch, only these few words. After spending some time in Antioch, Paul set out from there and traveled from place to place, throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Acts 18:23. If you like to mark your Bible, may I suggest you put a line between Acts 18:22 and 23. That line represents the end of Paul's second missionary journey, his reports in Antioch, and the beginning of Paul's famous third missionary journey. Unlike the previous two trips, this one begins with no fanfare, no selection of traveling teammates, simply the statement, Paul set out from there. Can you see why I selected the title On the Road Again for today? So let's pause here, my friends, and I urge you to take some time to reflect on what you remember Luke reports to us from Acts 15:40 through Acts 18:22, Paul's second missionary journey, and consider what the journey is that you have been living over the past few years and what a summary description of your journey would include.